In between classes at Ypsilanti Community High School, I was led down the hall by district photographer Nick Azzaro, who has turned a regular classroom into a camera, giving students a shot at a better education focused on what they're most interested in.
So the room itself is a camera obscura. So we are in a camera right now. When I turn all the lights off in the room, the light projected from the hall it hits a screen, it's inverted in real time. So when people walk through the halls, we'll see it on the inside in the dark room, projected on the screen, but upside down.
Inside the camera classroom were four high school seniors who already know photography is their passion and something they want to pursue once they graduate. Senior Delijah Brown says the class brings her joy and keeps her interested in school.
This also helped me talk to people more because I'm not really a talkative person. But you know, when you take pictures of people, you have to interact with them. And you deal with different types of people in the field, so that really helped. Educationally, when I look at photography in a math way, it helps me with my math because I just apply it to photography. I say, okay, if I'm taking this photo, how much it is, but, you know, I have to compare it to my homework. And that really helped me with that because I struggled with math. Social-wise, it's just a lot of people come to me saying, hey, can you take my pictures? And I'm just like, yeah, sure, of course. And I even teach them, sometimes ask me if I could teach them how to take the pictures. I said, yes. That's a very big difference.
Senior Taylor Wesla says photography helps him better express himself.
Well, the pictures I've taken usually are like my personal feelings, but like put through pictures, not bolding your face. You have to actually look at them. I mean, yeah, it's just as powerful as any other art, for sure. Painting, you can paint a picture that's not like right in your face. You give subtle clues onto what you're saying, but, you know, not just have a description of what it is. You can do the same thing in photography. You can send a message without just saying it.
I volunteered our news intern, Jordan Lemansky, to be the model for the high school student photo shoot, and Taylor put his newly learned skills to work.
You can just stand, like, right here in the middle of these two things, just make whatever. Right, yeah.
Sure.
Just, you can make goofy faces, just do whatever.
Goofy faces.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Goofy faces are way more fun.
They are way more fun.
Yeah, I like it better.
I asked Azzaro why he decided to turn an after-school program into a classroom photo services department at Ypsilanti's High School.
Why not? It's an opportunity. It combines my background with something that could exist here. It could exist anywhere. But if we only do things where people expect them, then nothing changes. So if we do this here, I could see this thing happening. It's just going to take the work up front. And I have a very supportive cast, very supportive everything, community, people that make the decisions. It's been very positive. So.
Typically, when you're sitting in the classroom and the principal or district superintendent stop by, people get nervous. Ypsilanti's High School principal, Corey Gildersleeve, gives the student photography experience an A+. And Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Edmondson calls the experience outstanding.
I like the fact that students have choices. I love how it gets the community involved, the businesses in our community. It gives kids a platform to be creative. I think schools dumb that down now, that all we want to do is care about test scores. There's more to life than test scores. It's about kids and making sure that they have something that excites them, something that to which they have a passion, where they can actually look at it and say, hey, this could be a future for me, or if not, just a nice recreational endeavor.
Azzaro says next year the Ypsilanti School District is further investing in the photo studio and plans to officially add it to the high school curriculum as an elective. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.